Inshallah, we're going to give you a parable today, a little story that inshallah, hopefully we can benefit from. There is a book called Allah Walon Ki Baatein, which is published by Maktabatul Madina. And again, you can download this book completely free of charge from our website, www.dawatislami.net. And on page 14, it states that a person had four sons. When he fell ill, one of them said, either you three look after him, after look after the father, and do not take anything from his inheritance, or let me look after him, and I will not take anything from his inheritance. Now, before I complete the rest of the story, viewers of my channel, when I first read this, I was surprised that there's a son there that's saying that, let me look after the father, and I won't take anything from the inheritance. Or you look after them, and you don't take anything from the inheritance. And normally what happens nowadays is that when a child is looking after the father, he feels that because I'm the one that's caring for the father, I'm the one that's looking after the father, I deserve more of the inheritance. He stayed with me longer. But look at this son. The son said, you look after them and don't take anything from the inheritance. Or let me look after him and I won't take anything from the inheritance. And they all agreed. They all said, okay, you look after him and do not take anything from the inheritance. So he kept on looking after his sick father until his death. And he did not take anything from the inheritance. One night, he saw a dream in which he heard someone saying, go to such and such place and get 100 gold dinars. The man asked in his dream, does it have blessing? Does it have barakat in this? And the answer was no. The next morning, he related the dream to his wife. The wife said, take the dinars. The blessings of these dinars is that we will get our clothes stitched with them and we'll spend them on our life. The man refused to do so. The next night, again, he heard someone saying, go to such and such place and get 10 gold dinars. He then asked, does it have blessing? The reply once again was negative. And in the morning, he related the dream to his wife, and the wife said to him like before, but again, he refused to take them. The third night, he again saw a dream in which he heard, go to such and such place and get one dinar from there. And he asked, does this have blessing? Is there any barakat in this? Is there blessing in this? And the answer was yes. So the man went, took the dinar, and he went to the market. He found a man who was holding two fish, and he asked the price. The man replied, one dinar, and he bought both the fish for one dinar, and he went away. When he reached home, he split the bellies of both and found such a pearl from both, which had never been seen before. On the other hand, the king at the time, he sent a person to find and buy the same kind of pearl. And the person found the same pearl with this man. And the man sold this pearl for 30 mules full of gold, loaded with gold. When the king saw the pearl, and he was so amazed with this pearl, how beautiful it was, pearl, he said to his servants that this pearl, it would be beautiful if it had two. You know, it would be even more beautiful if I had two of them. Go and find another pearl exactly like it. So they went back. And the king said to him, even if you have to pay double that, go and find that pearl and pay for it. So the servants went to find that person. They found that person and said, do you have another pearl like this? And he said, yes, I do. And they said, we will buy it off you if you have it and we'll pay double the price. And so they paid double the price for the second pearl that this person had. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, viewers of my channel, solves the problems of his bondsmen by his mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and I give you again the translation from Kanzul Imam, and rely upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is sufficient as the deposer of matters. With regards to this particular verse in Siratul Jinan, viewers of my channel, it says that one who trusts Allah Azza wa Jal in his worldly and his hereafter matters, Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for him. And so we know, viewers of my channel, from this there are many things that we can learn. One, to trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is a great deed. And therefore, we should find out means, but we should work, we should try and strive and struggle. But at the same time, viewers of Mother Channel, we need to trust Allah Azza wa Jal. And how amazing that son was, like I said early on, that he sacrificed what he thought he'd sacrificed. Well, he didn't even think that. He thought he was getting the better deal. For him, it was the better deal. The deal for him was that I get to look after my father. And he saw that as a blessing. He saw that as a good thing, that I am fortunate, I'm the lucky one, I don't want the inheritance. And he kind of like convinced his brothers in a sense that, look, if you let me look after him, then I won't take any inheritance. And so that was like a, almost like a bargaining chip, so to speak, that look, let me look after my father and I won't take any inheritance. And nowadays, viewers of Malaysia, what happens is, nowadays it's the opposite. Nowadays, the children are saying to the parents, you know, Dad, don't you think you should go and visit our sister now? Don't you want to see my brother? I think you need to go and see him as well. His kids are missing you as well, aren't they? I think you need to go and see him as well. Or see their kids. The kids are probably missing. You need to go and see them as well. Rather than taking it as having a blessing that they have the father in the house and they can look after their father. Unfortunately, they're seeing this as a burden, that they want to get rid of the father, they want to get rid of the old parents. And again, what a sad state of affairs that we've come to. That same father view as a mother channel, that same father who would do everything for you, that same father, no matter what, he would go out in hot weather, he would go out in cold weather, it'd be raining, it'd be storms, whatever, he would go out and he'd earn a livelihood so that he could put food on your table so he could put clothes for you. That same father, no matter how he was ill, he was weak, but he still would strive and go out there to provide for you. That same father that would do dua for his son and his daughter to be successful in this dunya. That same father that if his child was ill, he would be worried as well and he'd be concerned as well. That same father that used to shelter you, that same father that did everything for you, that same father that did dua for you, even that same father when he got old and he was weak and he could still not do anything there for you, but it would appear that he couldn't, that same father would love you and still do dua for you. But then what happens? How do we treat our father? Is our father someone that, whilst he's got money, whilst he's got wealth, whilst he's got that ATM and he's got a bank balance, he can do things for us. Whilst he can provide me with a car, whilst he can provide me with things that I need, whilst he can get me married and provide me with all the things that I need, he is useful. But once he's done that, then he's no use whatsoever. He's got an expiry date, yeah? Astaghfirullah. Is that what's happened? That our parents have got an expiry date, that as soon as they've got me married, as soon as they've got this, then the expiry date is there and then we just wait for them to pass away and that is it? You know, I remember a couple of weeks ago, we had a Madri channel, a doctor, and he was talking about somebody, a specialist doctor that was earning £150,000 a year. £150,000 a year, this specialist doctor was earning. And his mother was ill. And rather than looking for cures, looking for things to help his mother have a stable life, he was just saying that, you know, my mother's eating away at the inheritance. Is that what it is? Is that our parents have an expiry date, that whilst they can earn money, they can give us money, and then after that, we want them to, you know, there's an expiry date, we want them to expire. We want them to expire so that we can get the inheritance and that's it, job done, move on, next case. Astaghfirullah, viewers of the channel. Those of you that have a father, you will only realize the true status of your father when you lose him. And it'll be too late then. It'll be too late then. And you'll remember, viewers of the channel, you remember all of those people that give you advice that said, look after your father, respect your father, take care of your father. And when they told you this, you're like, okay. And then when your father passes away, all of them words will ring in your head. Take care of your father, look after your father, spend time with your father. But then it can be too late, viewers of my channel.